Alaska Native corporations say they're feeling the impacts of congressional scrutiny and new rules for federal contracts. Previously, the corporations, Native American tribes, and Native Hawaiian organizations could enter non-competitive federal contracts of any amount, and the corporations were getting contracts in the hundreds of millions of dollars. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
The Small Business Administration, or SBA, 8A program helped Alaska Native Corporations, or ANCs, win federal contracts totaling $4.4 billion in 2009. That year, Missouri Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill called for an investigation of ANCs and the SBA 8A program and sponsored legislation that requires procurement officers to develop written justification of SBA 8A sole source contracts totaling more than $20 million. Janice Hotch is a manager for the Southeast Alaska Regional Native Corporation, Sea Alaska. She helps subsidiary firms get certified for the program. She says the new rules have had a chilling effect.
Contracting officers, because they don't want, you know, to be put under the spotlight by Congress, they're now just reluctant to issue sole source awards. They're just not wanting to do it.
A December 2012 Government Accounting Office report shows a 60% drop in Native Corporation contract dollars since 2010. The Office of the Inspector General conducted the investigation McCaskill called for. The resulting report said ANC subsidiaries have access to capital and credit not available to typical small businesses, passed most of the work in the contracts onto large non-Native firms, and passed few of the resulting profits onto their shareholders. National 8A Association President Ron Perry says ANCs provide substantial benefits to their shareholders, including cultural programs, jobs, and scholarships. He says the ANCs need the large federal contracts to provide those programs. Plus, he says once you divvy up the small profits from federal contracts among the hundreds or thousands of ANC shareholders, each might get only a couple of hundred dollars.
That's not a meaningful change in anybody's life. That doesn't put anybody through college. That probably will pay for a couple tanks of gas. So when you have to think about it in terms of who you represent, this isn't just one individual. This doesn't go into one individual's pocket. This doesn't increase the stock value of Apple or Coca-Cola or GM or any of those. This actually goes into meaningful lives, elders, youth.
Perry says sequestration has federal agencies cutting profit margins at the same time congressional scrutiny is adding to overhead. The National 8A Association wrapped up a two-day conference in Anchorage yesterday. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.